Hello.
Yes, good afternoon, sir. My name is Miguel, and I'm calling on behalf of Counter Mortgage. How are you doing today?
I'm good, Bill. What's up?
Oh, yes, sir. The reason for my call is that my office has the task of monitoring credit profiles in your state, and I see that you had a recent credit pull, specifically for a mortgage. Yes, sir. And the only goal of this call is to make sure you get in the best deal, and that's what we were calling, sir. That way we can get you some good numbers. That way you can compare them to the ones that you already have.
What you got?
This is what I'm going to do. Yes, sir. That's what I was calling, so I can connect you with the licensed agent. And it's going to take about 3 minutes for them to put some figures together for you. Okay, sir?
All right. Go ahead.
Let me go. Okay, perfect, sir. Allow me one quick second. And they should be with us here any second, okay?
All right, thanks.
And your last name is Mr. Tejadas, right?
That's correct.
And what are you stacking? Are you looking to buy a house or something else?
I want to pay my credit card, bro.
Okay. Okay, let's see if they can put you some good numbers together for you. They should answer any second. Yeah, sometimes they're pretty busy.
Anna Penzabini speaking. May I help you?
Yes, hello, ma'am. I have Mr. Tejadas on the line, and he's interested in learning and how can Counter Mortgage assist him with the request that he has, and he's on the line with you. Can you take it from
him? Yes. Yes, sir. And may I have his name?
Yes, his last name is Mr. Tejada.
Mr. Tejada. Thank you. You can put him through.
All right. You two are now connected. Have a good rest of the day, Mr. Tejada.
Hi, Mr. Tejada. Hi, good afternoon. Thank you for taking our call. My name is Anna Penzabini. I'm a loan officer with Contour Mortgage, and, sir, it would be my pleasure to assist you. Hello?
All right. Yeah,
hi.
I'm here.
Okay. So I have some information. I'm going to send you all my information. I am a loan officer for 23 years. All right. So your property is located at 21506 Wistful Yarn Drive in Florida. And what exactly is it that you wanted to do? Did you want to do a cash out refinance or purchase another property?
No, I need to pay my credit cards.
Okay. All right, good. Then I can help you with that. I'm going to be asking you some questions, and then I'm going to work up some payments for you, all right?
All right.
Okay. So, Mr. Tejada, the property that you own, that's your primary residence, correct?
Correct.
Okay. When did you purchase your home?
2018.
Are you on the mortgage and the deed on your own, or is there someone else on it with you?
My wife is with me.
She's on it as well. And what is her name, please?
Wendy Tejada.
I'm sorry, Wendy?
Wendy Tejada.
Okay, Wendy and the same last name?
Yep.
Tejada, okay.
That's
all right, and you are married. Okay. Do you own any other properties?
No.
Okay, and this is a single-family residence, correct?
That's correct.
Okay. Sir, how much is your current mortgage balance?
There's $2,000-some change.
Well, that's the payment. The payment is around $2,000, but how much is the actual
mortgage? How much is the actual mortgage? I don't have that information. She's the one who handled that.
Wendy, okay. Would you have any idea what the estimated value of your home is?
Yes. It's right now it's $483,000.
Okay, good. All right. So are your taxes, property taxes, and homeowner's insurance included in your mortgage payment?
Yeah.
They are. Okay. Would you have any idea how much are your property taxes, please?
I think it was around $4,000.
About $4,000? Okay, that's an estimate. And how about your homeowner's insurance?
Yeah, I don't know. Like I said, okay. She's the one who handled it. You want me to call her? See if she can answer so we've got more.
Yeah, that would be great if we can get her on the phone. That would be awesome. Thank you.
Let me see if I can find it. Just stay with me.
Okay.
All right, she's on the phone now.
Hi, Wendy. How are you?
Fine, thanks.
Hi, my name is Anna Pensabini. I'm a loan officer with Contour Mortgage. I'm going to help you and your husband pay off some credit card debt. Okay? And
okay.
So I had some questions for you. So I understand that the value of the home is about $483,000. I get that. Would you know how much your current mortgage balance is about?
$258,000.
Okay. All right. Thank you. And so for your taxes and your homeowner's insurance, I understand that they're in the payment, but would you know how much your property taxes are for the year?
Between the property taxes and the CDB, it's about $5,500.
What's a CDD?
Community development. It's kind of like a tax, but and the county collects it. It goes towards the original planned development of the community.
Oh, okay. All right. So it's $5,500. So I'll just call that taxes. For the year, and how much are your homeowner's insurance? Do you know the policy about how much the policy
yes.
is?
$1,500 a year.
Okay, all right. Are there any HOA fees or any, are you in a planned unit development or anything of that sort?
Right, so just like you mentioned with the planned unit development, that's kind of what the CDB is, like it's collected there, but outside of that, we have a quarterly due that's
$260.
And we pay that personally. That doesn't go through the mortgage.
Correct. That is correct. When I understand that you're not going to be paying that through the mortgage, but you have to qualify with that because it's something that has to do with the property. So, again, it's not going to be in your mortgage payment whatsoever. It's just something that you need to qualify for. That's why we ask.
Okay.
Okay. Okay. So, May I ask, Wendy, where are you employed?
I'm with a CPA firm, Peck Jenkins Kirshner CPA.
Okay, and I apologize. May I have their name again? I didn't hear you.
Peck Jenkins Kirshner. It's P-E-C-K. Jenkins is J-E-N-K-I-N-S, and then Kirshner, K-E-R-S-H-N-E-R.
Okay, thank you. And
yes.
How long have you been there? When did you start working there?
July 2018.
Okay. And what is your yearly income?
$100,000.
Okay. And your position with them?
Senior manager.
Okay. I appreciate that. Thank you. And so for Mr. Taja, what is your position? Where are you employed?
I'm a startup tech at Coolsys Refrigeration, Inc.
I'm sorry, sir. I think it's my headset. I do apologize. I didn't hear you.
Startup tech, Coolsys Refrigeration, Inc.
Okay, and that's a company that you work for?
Yeah.
And, sir, how long have you been there?
Since 2016.
2016, okay. And may I ask, what is your yearly income?
$100,000.
Okay. W. And that's a W-2, right?
Right.
Okay. Where is your company located?
I'm sorry, what?
They're based out of Brea, California. hang on, B-R-E-A, California. And CoolSys, it's C-O-O-L-S-Y-S.
Okay. Thank you. I didn't hear that. I appreciate that. Okay.
Okay.
All right. So, and sir, what is your position with them?
Startup tech.
Oh, and you, oh, I see. I do apologize. You are a startup tech, and you work for COOLSYS.
Yes, CoolSys.
And they're based out of California. But where specifically in Florida are they?
They are in Jacksonville.
Jacksonville. Okay. All right, so I have most of the information that I need, but what is your current interest rate?
Well, we don't want to refinance our mortgage. We're looking for either a home equity line of credit or a home equity loan.
Oh, I see. Okay. All right. And how much would you be interested in?
$60,000.
Okay. Okay, a line or a loan. Okay, that's fine. We have that product for you. But still, may I ask you, what is your current interest rate?
3.75 or 3.85. We have a pretty good rate.
Okay. Yeah. Okay, that's great. They have your email address. I'm going to send you all my contact information so that you have it.
Sure. It's M as in Monday, I-K underscore L-I-K. At hotmail.com.
Okay, so let me just send that right now so that you have it. I'm not sure if you're at a situation where you can read it, but it's M as in Mary, I, K underscore L-I-K at Hotmail. And it's coming from A. Pensabini at Contour Mortgage.
Okay, I'll
watch
for that.
Yeah, I just sent it. It's just really all my contact information. And there's a link there to my licensing, and you can look up Contour Mortgage. We've been in operation since 1993, and as I was telling your husband, I am a licensed loan officer for 23 years. We're based out of New York, actually Long Island, but we are licensed in over 40 states, and we do a lot of business in the state of Florida.
Okay.
All right. So, okay, in order to get you the information you need to get you the pricing on this, I would ask you to do a soft pull on the credit if you don't mind. It's not going to affect your credit, but it does give me the information so that I can get you pricing. Would that be okay?
I mean, is there any way you can give us any estimate ahead of that, like what closing costs are and that sort of thing?
Well, the closing costs are rolled into the loan. There's just basic closing costs such as a little bit of this title, there's a little bit of taxes, so and it's all Florida-based, so pretty much there's not a lot of closing costs added to the loan. As far as the rate is concerned, I can only price it out once I know the – so tell me, how is your credit? I mean, what are your credit scores?
Mine's a 690. I don't know what Leo's is.
Okay. So it's all – the rates on a home equity are on loans in general are directed by credit scores, loan-to-value, debt-to-income ratio. So I would be very happy to price it out for you. If I can price it out at the 690, but just so that you know, between the two, whoever has the lowest scores is how we price it out. I mean, that's general, that is how it's priced out in the industry across all companies. It's just a financing thing. They take the middle lower of the two scores. So let's just see. Let me give you an idea as to where the pricing is. Now, the two products are very different from each other. A home equity line is based on a variable rate. Basically, you – and maybe you know all about it, but it's a line available to you. They will ask for a draw of $50,000 right at the closing. A home equity loan is based on a fixed rate. The fixed rate is principal and interest. That's how the payment goes on the home equity line. It's interest only for the first 10 years. After 10 years, you would be paying back principal and interest for the next 20 years. There's no prepayment penalty. You can pay it back anytime you wish. So that's how the products go. And the home equity loan, again, is based on the fixed rate. The line is based on prime plus the margin, and that depends on the loan's value, debt to income, credit scores, and all that. Let me get some pricing for you right now.
But the loan for the first 10 years, we're only paying interest?
The line, on the line, you're only paying interest only for the first 10 years for whatever you draw on. And then it's a 30-year amortization whereby the first 10 is the draw period, interest only. And then once the 10 years is up, you're repaying the loan principal and interest for the rest of the term.
Okay. I think the loan is the most attractive option for me.
It is. Most people do go with the loan. So let me bring that up for you. All right. Let's see. So the loan to value is about 55%. The score is the 690. We're paying off debt, so that should bring, that's going to bring down your debt to income ratio. All right, now let's just see here. So amortized over 30 years, your payment will be lower. Let's see. Loan to value is 55%. So on the home equity loan, you're talking about a rate 11.125. And let me just tell you what the payment would be, an interest-only payment. Just give me 1 minute. Interest-only payment on $60,000 would be $833.
Leo, did you hear that?
Yeah. How much is the interest?
11.125. So how much in debt are you paying off? So what are your monthly minimum payments?
Mine is about $1,500.
In minimum payments alone? $1,500?
I mean, my minimum payment for my credit cards.
Right. And how much debt is that?
We're talking about $40,000.
40.
Yeah.
And when did you, how much is yours? Are you paying both?
Right, so I'm the difference. I'm about 20,000 and so my minimum payments are around 500 a month.
Right. So, I mean, if you're talking about 2,000 minimum payments, you're paying on 60,000 in debt. I mean, does the 833 sound, you know, you're saving about somewhere around $1,100 to $1,200 a month.
progressively, not saving. We're paying less.
Oh, well.
But ultimately, we're going to end up paying the same thing. It's just now we've got a 30-year loan.
Right.
All right. Then, you already sent that email, right? So can we talk it over? Is that all right?
Yeah. No, please do. I mean, it's a big decision. You're going to be. But when you say you're not saving, you are saving. I mean, there's a difference in $1,200 every single month. That's a big difference. $1,200 back in your pocket.
You got 20 company calling us every day, so.
I understand. Believe me, I do understand. Okay, talk it through, think it over. You have my contact information, and, you know, I don't know. I know you have a low interest rate, but so do thousands of other Americans. And quite frankly, when they look at the difference between, just hear me out for 1 minute. When they look at the difference between a cash out refinance and a home equity, the cash out always wins. And I have no preference myself, particularly. But as a homeowner myself and a consumer, that $60,000 over all those many years is not tax deductible. In the mortgage, it is tax deductible. And then if you look at the difference between the payments, there's a greater value when you do the home equity. The interest rate on the cash out refinance, even though the rates are high, it's still much lower than that rate. And anywhere you go, even if you get a rate at 9%, I mean, you're still talking about a high, high interest rate. If you consider the lower interest rate on the cash out refinance, even though it's a little bit higher than what you have right now, when you look at the numbers in front of you, when you compare, the cash out always makes better sense. There's always an option to do a refinance to lower that rate when the rates come down, which they will. On the home equity, you don't refinance that. Those rates don't come down. They're fixed for that many years. On a refinance, you always have the option to lower the rate. You don't have to pay off any debt at that point. Your debt is paid. All you want to do is lower the rate. You do a simple cash out refinance and lower your payment. I'm just saying, if you would like, let me know, call me back, and let me know if you want to just look at and see what a cash out refinance, what the numbers would look like. I'll do that for you. I can do a soft pull on the credit. It does not affect your credit. It just pulls, it looks at the two credit scores for each of you and then all your debt, and it doesn't affect your credit. But let me know, okay?
All right.
All right. Well, it was a pleasure speaking with you, and I look forward to hearing back from you.
Thanks. Bye. Have a good night.
Okay. Thank you, too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.